Well, good morning and very warm welcome to St. Stephen Walbrook on this rather grim Tuesday morning, but good to be with you. Our reading this morning is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, beginning at the 31st verse. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Give no offense to Jews or to Greeks or to the Church of God, just as I try to please everyone in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, so that they may be saved. It's one thing to go through a crisis grandly, but another thing to go through every day glorifying God when there is no witness, no limelight. So wrote Oswald Chambers, who died on this day, the 15th of November 1917, in Giza Red Cross Hospital, Cairo. Chambers was born in 1874 in Aberdeen, the eighth of nine children of a rather stern Baptist minister. He developed into a gifted artist and musician, and trained at the Royal Academy, and initially sensed a calling to become an ambassador for Christ in the world of the arts. However, after a period of turmoil and inner questioning, he decided to train as a Christian minister, spending 9 years as a student and then teacher at Dunoon Baptist College in Glasgow. He then taught in Cincinnati and Japan before serving as principal at the Bible Training College on Clapham Common, which opened in January 1911. The college ran residential courses and connected with hundreds more through Bible classes and correspondence courses. Chambers' wife, known as Biddy, recorded all his lectures, sermons, and reflections in shorthand. When the First World War broke out, Chambers volunteered as the secretary of the YMCA, the Young Men's Christian Association, in Cairo, where he interacted with and closely supported troops based there. He was seen as possessing unusual spiritual insight, and one soldier described him as a detective of the soul. Biddy, his wife, served alongside him in the challenging conditions of wartime Cairo. Chambers wrote of her, "I do not believe it possible to exaggerate what she has been in the way of a sacrament out here. God conveying his presence through the common elements of an ordinary life." Chambers also took care in maintaining and adorning the camp with walkways and flower beds, dismissing those who criticized him for wasting time, arguing, as in Ecclesiastes, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with might. Do all things well." Chambers suffered from a bout of appendicitis and initially resisted entering hospital in the belief that the beds would be required for wounded soldiers. He then died after an emergency appendectomy. Following his death, Biddy, his widow, sensed her calling to send Chambers' words out to the world, and she provided copies of his lectures and sermons and contributed to publication of around 30 books, the most prominent of which is My Utmost for His Highest, which features a daily reading and reflection for each day of the year. And since publication, it has sold over 13 million copies in 39 languages. Daily reflections can assist in keeping the activity of God as our priority in our everyday routines. the Bible passage that I read from 1 Corinthians features as the passage for the 16th of November in Chambers' book, with a reflection focused on the principle of doing everything for the glory of God, a principle that Oswald and Biddy had clearly tried to apply in their lives. Our service and worship of God have to be rooted in our everyday activities. Chambers points out that the test of the life of a saint is not success, but faithfulness in human life. Human life as it actually is. The aim is to manifest the glory of God in human life. Our human relationships are the actual conditions in which the ideal life of God is to be exhibited. In showing the patterns of God in our everyday lives, we're connecting with the eternal, the infinite, the church bells beyond the stars, as George Herbert, the poet, expresses it in his poem Prayer One, with its celebration of heaven in ordinary. Softness and peace and joy and love and bliss, exalted manner, gladness of the best, heaven in ordinary, man well-dressed, the Milky Way, the bird of paradise, church bells beyond the stars heard, the soul's blood, the land of spices, something understood. We have a few moments of silence before our prayers. So let us pray. Our prayer this morning is, Lord God of life, may our lives show your glory. Lord God of life, may our lives show your glory. Heavenly Father, loving creator of all, we thank you for the privilege of knowing you and for being appointed as agents of your light and life. As the eyes, feet, hands of your Son in your world, help us to make showing your face and bringing your glory to the world our priority in all that we do. Lord God of life, may our lives show your glory. Heavenly Father, send your Spirit to guide us in our ordinary lives so that we are aware of your presence and of our responsibility to make you known. May we not turn away, but take the opportunities you provide to create heaven in ordinary. Lord God of life, may our lives show your glory. Heavenly Father, be with us and guide us in all decisions and challenges that we face at work, within families and relationships, with finance, with our health. Walk with us, and may we forever be supported and inspired by faith in the certain hope in you and the victory won for us by your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord God of life, may our lives show your glory. And Heavenly Father, be with all those who are on our hearts at this time in a particular need. Bring them healing, light, and hope. Lord God of life, may our lives show your glory. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, today and always. Amen. Many thanks for joining us this morning for a start stop. Do have a blessed and fruitful day. We're celebrating St. Cecilia tomorrow at Choral Classics, 12:30 with the Choral Scholars, and we have our Choral Eucharist at 12:45 on Thursday. We also have our monthly Choral Evensong tomorrow, Wednesday at 6 p.m. Do take care.